Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the
Welcome back to R.L. Stein Story Club for another spooky season of thrilling and strange stories. I'm Ivy, and as you know, I'm the keeper of these stories. The charismatic club leader who will introduce you to the abnormal, the frightening, and the unsettling story club world. Our stories come from R.L. Stein's hidden secret vault, and they've never been heard before. The only people who get to hear them are Story Club members, like you. And today's story will rock your world. Ever wondered what would happen if you got your hands on a wishing stone? A pebble that will grant any wish you desire? Well, today, Eddie and Karen find out the hard way that just because you have a wishing stone doesn't mean all your wishes will come true. In fact, a wishing stone can lead to a whole lot more trouble than anything else. It's R.L. Stein Story Club, and this is The Wishing Stone.
Pancho, no! Stop trying to catch the baseball. It's not for you to play with. Make sure he doesn't get the ball, Karen.
I'm trying. Why does your dog always want the ball, Eddie?
Pancho always wants to play catch. In fact, he always wants to do everything and eat everything. Well, sorry, Pancho. This baseball is just for humans.
I'm so good at baseball. I think I'll go up for our school's team. Hey, I bet I can throw the ball farther than you can.
Oh, yeah? Prove it. I'm gonna go stand all the way back here by the fence. I doubt you can throw it that far.
Watch me.
Okay, you win. But why do you always have to brag?
Because I'm better. Are you coming to the basketball game tomorrow night?
I can't. My parents won't let me go. I had to stay home and study because I flunked the math test. You know what? I bet I can throw it farther than you.
Doubtful.
Go stand back by the fence. Okay, ready to be amazed? No! Pancho, come back!
Ugh, he ruins every game. That dog always steals the ball. Where'd he go now?
Come on, it looks like Pancho ran off into the woods.
You want me to go off into the woods to look for your dog?
Don't be a baby, Karen. It's not that scary at all.
Not that scary? These woods are full of crooked trees, dark pines, and lots of shadows and bugs.
We can't just leave Pancho alone in the woods. Come on. We have to find him, or he'll get lost.
Ugh, okay. So, these woods are definitely spooky. Can we go back? Ah! What was that?
It was just an owl. Relax.
I don't like owls.
Where is he? Pancho! Hey, Pancho! Call his name, Karen.
Pancho! Where did you take our baseball?
Pancho, please come back! Did you hear that? It's Pancho. It's coming from this way. This way. Pancho, there you are. Oh, what's this?
He's barking at an old woman. Her foot. Look, she's caught in a trap.
Pancho, shh.
Help me.
What is she doing here in the middle of the woods?
Never mind, we have to help her. We'll help you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, kind children.
Okay, you pull that side, and I'll pull this one.
Like this?
Yes. Ready? 3, 2, 1. We did it!
I'm free! I'm free!
How did you get caught in the trap? Why are you here in the woods?
Don't ask too many questions, young man. Curiosity killed the cat. Did you ever hear that expression?
Eddie, let's go. She's starting to scare me.
No need to be afraid, darling. I'm very grateful to you both for saving me from that atrocious claw trap. I could have been stuck for days.
You're welcome, but we should be going now.
I'm going to give you something special.
No, it's okay.
Now, where is it? Ah, here we are. Voila!
A black pebble?
This isn't just any ordinary black pebble. It's a wishing stone. Be very careful with it. As long as you don't use it for something bad, the stone will grant you every wish you desire.
Really?
Of course. Now hold out your hand, young boy.
Thanks.
Remember, as long as you don't use it for nefarious purposes, the stone will make all your wishes come true. Goodbye, children.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. She was standing here a minute ago, and now she's gone.
Let's get out of here, Eddie. I'm spooked.
Poncho, come on. Time to go home.
Do you remember how to get out of here?
I think so. It was this way now. Follow me.
I think we're lost.
No, we aren't. I know where we are.
Oh, really? Where?
In the woods.
Good one. Do you have that pebble the old woman gave you? The wishing stone?
Yeah, it's in my pocket.
Do you think we should use it? Wish for us to get out of here?
Don't be ridiculous, Karen. It's not real. Plus, I see the trail now. No need to use the wishing stone. Ah, and here we are. Back in my house. Phew. Now, Poncho, no more running off into the woods, please.
So glad we're out of those woods. Ugh, gives me the heebie-jeebies. So, Eddie, now you've got to try that stone. Make a wish, please.
You didn't believe her, did you? It's just a stone.
Is it, though? That old woman. Something was up with her. She just whooshed and disappeared. Plus, why was she all the way in the woods, stuck in a trap? It might be a test. Just make a wish and see. Any wish.
Fine. I wish I was a math genius.
Let's see if it worked. Here, use your math book. I'll flip to the back of the textbook to the hardest problems. Try question 8A.
There's no way I could solve that. What even is trigonometry?
Just try.
Okay, fine. I'll move the 3 here, multiply that, divide that, and is the answer 211?
Let me check the back for the answers. The answer to question 8A is 211. It worked.
I don't believe it.
Try another. In fact, answer all these questions.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Okay, done. Check.
Unbelievable. They're all right. You answered every single super hard math question correctly.
You mean it worked? The pebble? All those math problems were so easy for me now. I'm a math genius. The wishing stone worked.
Eddie and Karen sure are lucky. They came across an old woman in the woods and now have a wishing stone. A wishing stone! Ugh, I'd like to get my hands on one of those. I'd wish for unlimited cheese and summer weather all year round and... oh, this can't possibly go wrong for them, can it? Let's take a quick break while I think of more things I'd wish for.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, R.L. Stein Story Club members. I further decided that if I had a wishing stone, I'd wish for unlimited Tootsie Roll Pops and dessert for breakfast. But this story isn't about me. When we last left Eddie and Karen, they had just discovered that the wishing stone given to them by the creepy old woman in the woods is real and actually works. What are they gonna wish for next? Let's keep listening and find out.
I can't believe I'm a certified math genius now. I'll never flunk another math test. Pi day forever.
Now you won't have to miss the school basketball game.
You're right. In fact, I can wish to be on the basketball team.
You've had your turn, Eddie. It's my turn now. Hand over the wishing stone.
Technically, the old woman handed the stone to me.
What? You didn't even believe it would work. Plus, you didn't want to help the old woman out of the trap.
I didn't?
I was the one who believed. I was the one who wanted to help.
Actually, it's because of Pancho we found this woman in the first place.
Hand it over, Eddie.
Okay, fine. So, what are you gonna wish for?
Let me think. There's a lot of things I want. I know. I wish I could throw a ball harder and farther than anyone.
That's what you're wishing for?
Yes. Now, come on, hand me the baseball. Let's see if it worked for me, too.
This ought to be good.
Okay, time to say goodbye to your baseball again. Let's see how far I can throw. Ready? Whoa!
You threw that ball so fast. It's still going. I can barely see it anymore. That has to be over a mile away now.
I'm amazing.
Wait, I just realized, now that you've lost my baseball again, I can't even see where it landed.
Eddie, do you know what this means? It works. It's real. You can wish for 100 baseballs.
You're right. This is so awesome. We can wish for anything. Anything we want. We can be the best at anything in school. We can rule the world. Let's see. What should I wish for next? Hey, Pancho, give it back! Pancho took the stone. Get him!
We have to get it back. Pancho, give us back the wishing stone. There he goes, toward the woods.
Block him off! Pancho, come back!
He's heading back around.
Where'd he go?
Does he still have it? He ran into the house, through the dog door.
He's in the kitchen. Come on, let's corner him. He still has it. See, it's gripped in his mouth.
Pancho, give it back. Give back the wishing stone.
Oh, wait. I have to get him a big bowl of food. He just wished to be fed early.
What? Eddie? He made a wish to be fed?
Yes. Oh, boy. He just wished for another bowl. I had to give him another bowl of food. Here you go, boy.
Grab the wishing stone while he's eating. Quick, grab it.
He won't let me near it. Oh, wow. He just wished for a box of dog biscuits, Karen. We have to run to the store and buy some dog biscuits. Oh, wait. He wants two boxes of biscuits. Let's go.
This is unbelievable. Now what?
He just wished for a sirloin steak, medium rare.
You gotta be kidding me. We can't let your dog keep making wishes.
I don't have a choice, do I?
That old woman didn't warn us what would happen if a dog got a hold of the stone. He seems upset.
We're going, Pancho. We'll get your steak. Come on, Karen. He just wished we would hurry. Let's get a move on.
Doesn't feel like we have a choice. I can feel myself hurrying now. Let's go! We gotta get that steak!
One sirloin steak, medium rare, coming up right now.
Well, that took a turn. Remind me to keep all my wishing stones hidden from my pets. I don't want to be forced to run to the store to get them steaks at all hours of the day. Luckily, I have no wishing stones or pets, so I don't have to worry about that. Alas. And with that, we've come to the end of another episode of R.L. Stine Story Club. Who knows what story we'll discover in the vault next? We have a whole new season of stories for you to discover. Stay tuned for some truly wild and weird tales. Ivy out. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Go, kid, go! Review and back. Alas. And with that, we've come to the end of another episode of R.L. Stine Story Club. Who knows what story we'll discover in the vault next? We have a whole new season of stories for you to discover. Stay tuned for some truly wild and weird tales. Ivy out. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Go, kid, go! Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all! What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course! Join Digger Rex, the half-dinosaur, half-digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.